Okay, learning should be in Schusser first, Shlema Aram Abba Menchendel, Rivka Goda Bas Yehudis, Bar Tzibri Rivka Basi, Aram Moshe Menchen Rachel, Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael. Also for the yard site for Rachel, Imenu, the Morinayim, Schusser Gunalin, or also Ram Nassan Svi. 5 minutes on Rachel, 5 minutes on Rachel, Imenu, five vorts, here we go. The first vort comes from Ravolbi, Shiri Chumash, Parshas Vayetze. The Pasuk says, Ahi Beboker, Vihine Hi Leah. Yaakov woke up in the morning and she saw that it was Leah, and it wasn't Rachel. Rashi famously says that Rachel, Imenu, gave the signs to Leah. And says Rav Volbi, you have to take a minute to appreciate Rachel's greatness. She knew that Yaakov would father all the Shvatim. She knew that Yaakov would father all the Shvatim. And what happened? She said, at the end of the day, my sister Leah is going to be embarrassed. I have to give up. Chazal say, tell us, the Gemara and Sota tells us, on Yoram Abayis, it's better for a person to throw himself into a fiery furnace than to embarrass someone in public. Says Rav Volbi, that's only in an active way, to embarrass the money. Rachel wouldn't have been in trouble. She was just being passive. She wouldn't have told Leah the signs. But at the end of the day, Rachel was not obligated. But she nevertheless, she couldn't do it. She couldn't see her sister be in shame. And therefore, Rachel, who didn't have any chiyuv, because right, and then the Gemara says only when you actively embarrass someone. She could have just been passive and not tell Leah about the signs, but she said she couldn't do it. At the end of the day, she had such a sensitive and care for everyone, especially her sister, and she gave up. She didn't know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was also going to find a way for her to marry also for Yaakov. She was ready to give up everything just so her sister Leah wouldn't have been embarrassed. It's an amazing level of Avas Yisrael. The second idea comes from the Manchester Rosh Hashiva of Yehuda Zev Segal. And he famously quotes the Gemara, the Medrash in Eicha, Perek Mem Dalet. The Klai Yisrael are being driven out of Yerushalayim, and all the Avos and Yimaros are coming to the Ribono Shel Avram, telling Kadosh Baruch Hu about the Akedah from this week's Parsha, and Moshe is telling him how much trouble he went through Klai Yisrael. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, everyone, it doesn't matter, they're all great, but it's not good enough. Until Rachel Imenu comes, what does Rachel Imenu say? Rachel Imenu says, at the end of the day, I gave over the signs to my sister, I wasn't jealous of her, I did not permit her to be shamed. Says Rachel Imenu to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I am Basar Vadam, dust and ashes. I wasn't jealous of my competitor. Who are you, a living eternal and compassionate? You have to take vengeance over idol worship, what Klai Yisrael was doing in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash says, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mercy was immediately aroused and says, because of you, Rachel, I will return Israel to their land. And that's what the Medrash ends up saying, Rachel Mavaka al Baneha, that Rachel Imenu always cries for her children. It says the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, how incredible that one single selfless act could, from saving someone, from being ashamed, literally ensured the Klai Yisrael being returned to Eretz Yisrael. So not only did Rachel end up marrying, says Rav Volbi, marrying Yaakov Avinu, even though she had no idea, the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva takes it to another level. That Kadosh Baruch Hu says that they're going to be returned to Eretz Yisrael based off one midah. And one, what was the one thing that Rachel did? She made sure that her sister wasn't embarrassed. Then we move on to the third idea from the Rav idea, the Rav Salvechik says, what's a Rachel? What's a Rachel? Rachel means a sheep, a lamb. Says the Rav, a lamb is known in the Torah for being a mute animal, a dumb. It's a mute animal, not dumb, but it's someone who's simple, it's a mute, it goes along with whatever it says. That Rachel Mina wasn't looking for herself, she was constantly just looking for covered Shemaim. Rav says Rachel means sheep, lamb, pashut, simple. And that brings us to the fourth idea. The fourth idea comes to us from Rav Shlomo Katz. Rav Shlomo Katz put together Rav Shlomo Karlbach's beautiful Torah teachings on Bereishis. So the Medrash says that Yaakov Inu saw Rachel Aminu coming in Bereishis Chavtes Tes. It says, Rachel Baal Imatzon. Rachel came with the sheep. So the Medrash says, what's going on that she saw her coming with the sheep? The Medrash says that the animal was, usually sheep, you know, they're going for this way, they're going that way. Usually sheep are going crazy. But what's a shepherd does? A shepherd has to make sure everything's in order, and all the animals are following her. So what did Yaakov? Well, says the Medrash, just said Reb Shoma explains it. What did Yaakov see in Rachel? All the sheep are so close to her. Usually the sheep are going here, the sheep are going there. All the sheep are so close because they all wanted to be close to her. Says Reb Shoma, Rachel Mavaka al Benel. Rachel is crying for over all our children, for people to bring. Just like the sheep were they wanted to be so close to Rachel Menu, so too. All of us want to be close to all. Rachel Aminu is crying for us to be able to come back to Klai Yisrael, to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Rachel Aminu is the one that davens for us for the holy flock of Am Yisrael to be able to come back. Rav Shlomo says that Davka usually sheep go here, go there, but all the sheep are flocking towards her. That's what Yaakov saw, that everyone wanted to be close to Rachel. Rachel had this magnet. Everyone wanted to be close to Rachel. Davka, the one who brings everyone in. And finally, the fifth and final idea we're going to see about Rachel Aminu. Rachel Aminu, the Bava Tribi, says that she actually had proper jealousy. Pasuk says in Paraglam and Pasuk Alpha, Tikoni Rachel Balchosa. And Rachel had good jealousy of her sister. Says the Rebbe, petty jealousy, negative jealousy, is born of the fear that the other person's successes will lessen our own self-worth. However, Rachel said at the end of the day, Leah's fertility to her righteousness, and was therefore jealous of her sister's good deeds. Rachel wasn't jealous of her sister having children. Rachel was jealous of her righteousness, and that got her to be more righteous, and that got her to be able to give her maidservant to Yaakov Avinu. So Chachamim say, and the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Chavaf Amanaf, that sometimes kinas sofim tar b'chachma, that jealousy among Torah scholars increases wisdom. Jealousy could also be a positive force when we learn to apply it correctly, says Lubavitch Rebbe. And Rachel Aminu used jealousy in the proper way. She didn't use it to feel bad for herself, she used it in the proper way. The Hashem should bless us to take these five teachings on Rachel Aminu as a chus, and she should be male tzusha for us. Just to go over the five ideas quickly. Volbi says that Rachel didn't even know that Yaakov Avinu would marry one day. She was willing to give up everything, and she didn't have a chiyuv. All the Gemara says, and so to only one who actively embarrasses someone. But at the end of the day, she couldn't go by. And that's why Yehudazav Segel says that when Klai Yisrael was being kicked out of Yerushalayim, what happened? All the Avos and Yimels came to Kadosh Baruch Hu and said, please stop, please stop. Adam said, with the Akedah, Moshe said, everything went with the Klai Yisrael. At the end of the day, Rachel Aminu was one that saved the day. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, because of your selfless act, I'll be able to bring the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael. That's Rachel Mavaka Abaneha. Says the Rav, the third idea, Rachel means sheep. She was simple. She stood up when it was time to stood up. Simple, always caring for Kavod Shemaim. Shlomo Kabbalah said, Davka, what did the Rachel Bali Matzon, she came with the sheep, because usually sheep are going here, going there, but all the sheep wanted to flock towards her. Because at the end of the day, she was a magnet. Rachel Mavaka Abaneha, she's a magnet to her children. Finally, the Bava Tribi says that jealousy is a good thing. The Rachel didn't have improper jealousy. She had proper jealousy. She was jealous of her sister's good deeds. And that got her to be able to grow in her avodas Hashem. Hashem should bless us to learn from our mother. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zochet to be able to make her exceptionally proud. And she continue to daven for us and all of Klai Yisrael. Sar Sovos, and she'll be zochet to see the day that we all to return back to Eretz Yisrael with Rachel Aminu Shkach.